After 18 months of often bitter disagreement, Colorado River stakeholders reached a consensus water plan proposal that, after some more tweaks, the LCRA approved earlier this year.
Okay, all oppose. Raise your hand.
Vote passes 10 to 5.
Representatives for farmers, cities, communities around the Highland Lakes, and environmentalists all felt shortchanged by the final plan. But at the time of that vote, many seemed relieved, at least, that a plan was finally done. Then, late last month, a letter arrived at the state agency with the final say in approving the plan and threw everything back into question.
The rice farmers, through the Colorado Water Issues Committee, has tried to highlight for TCEQ staff where the problems are, where the plan diverges from where there was consensus in the process, identify the problem, and identify a solution.
Ed McCarthy is a lawyer representing Lower Colorado River rice farmers. His clients want the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to revise the water distribution plan again. McCarthy says rice farmers don't want to throw the plan out completely, just tweak it to meet their concerns. Among those concerns, what lake levels would trigger water being cut off to the rice farmers downstream?
The caps that were ultimately adopted were higher than what were necessary to meet those demands, and they do put an artificial restriction that prevents the rice farmers from farming more frequently than they need to be to meet the goals.
The rice farmers did not honor their word.
Joe Carr-Tedder is the president of the Central Texas Water Coalition, a group that represents Highland Lakes residents and businesses. She says she was surprised by the letter because she thought all stakeholders had arrived at an agreement.
No one was 100% happy with it, but that's what a consensus is. Everyone has to give in.
Now, her group is organizing a petition and raising funds in case the water plan has to be battled out again before the TCEQ. She's confident the proposed plan will prevail, but she worries about another fight, especially with lake levels hovering around only 50% full.
It needs to be passed, and it needs to be passed quickly.
For his part, McCarthy denies that the rice farmers have backtracked. He says it was simply an available opportunity for them to offer their opinion on the plan. In the most extreme scenario, farmers may officially contest the water management proposal. That could open the whole thing to an administrative law hearing and further extend the process of creating a new plan for the Lower Colorado River. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.